you, Mr. Chair. We appreciate your proposal on how autonomous weapons systems should be characterized. For any instrument to be successful, it must be capable of being applied to the real world, which requires us to consider how autonomous weapons systems are developed and used in practice. For the State of Palestine, a definition must be adopted that prevents loopholes, that allow states to bypass agreed prohibitions and regulations. An indispensable component of this is the need to recognize that a nominally human input does not amount to an intervention for the purpose of defining what an autonomous weapon system is. It has been broadly agreed by a range of states parties to the CCW, as well as by the ICRC, that an autonomous weapon system can be characterized as systems that upon activation select and engage a target without force, without human intervention, with force, without a human intervention, sorry. While the State of Palestine also used the term without human intervention in our definition of OAS, we believe that if we accept the term without human intervention, without further clarification, it could create a significant loophole in the definition. In theory, all it would require for a system to fall outside the scope of the framework of autonomous weapon system is a single human input after the system's activation. It is thus critical to define what we mean by without a human intervention. For example, if a human user was required to press a keyboard button after the system's activation in order to force to be executed without any moral or legal considerations of the consequences, would this amount to a human intervention and therefore take the weapon outside the definition of an OAS? In other words, would the mindless click of a keyboard button by a human after the system's activation lead the system to fall outside the OAS framework and thus the framework containing prohibitions and regulations, including the need for meaningful human control, would not apply to that weapon system at all? The interpretation would be not only completely counterintuitive, but more importantly, it would make the framework toothless and undermine all the progress made within these discussions so far. Indeed, a number of weapon companies are priding themselves with developing autonomous weapons with the minimum level of a human input necessary. Such systems claim to fall outside the definition of an OAS. They claim to fall outside the definition of an OAS because they require a human input. However, insignificant after the system is activated, it is apparent from analysis of the vast range of weapon system incorporating autonomy that almost all of them allow a human to engage with the system with a nominal human input after the system's activation. Despite being nominal, weapons designers and manufacturers are able to avoid the system being labeled as an autonomous weapon system by suggesting that an intervention can be made after the system's activation, thereby taking it out of the scope of autonomous weapon system. Our working paper submitted at this GGE last year problematized this issue and closed this loophole by introducing the concept of nominal human input and to generate substantive engagement by states and other stakeholders with this area of thought. We define a nominal human input as an input performed by a human after the system's activation and during the autonomous process. But that does not materially affect the process. A human input will not materially affect the autonomous process if it does not bring to bear any wider information to inform decisions to select and engage a target with force. In other words, no further human moral and legal reflection is occurring during that human input. These nominal human inputs are made at a place and time far removed from where the system executes force, and without the human giving proper consideration to the risks of breaches under international law taking place. The human input is thus mindless, its effect being the same as if the autonomous process had occurred without it. We must adopt an appropriate definition of autonomous weapon system that enables these systems to be brought under the scope of potential prohibitions and regulations. Ultimately, this requires clarity that a nominal human input does not amount to an intervention for the purpose of the otherwise sound definition that states are coalescing around. And if such an input is made, the system should still be considered ANOs. We therefore strongly disagree with the interventions made by states yesterday that this clarification can be deleted or removed to a different section of the paper. On the contrary, this is a crucial aspect to include in the characterization section to make that the framework has applicability to the real world. Further details on what is meant by a nominal human input is set out in the working paper submitted by State of Palestine in March 2023 to this GGE, and we invite states to read it. And I thank you.